Any articles or newspaper clippings on you, your bio, certainly an audio CD so someone can pop it in the car and hear an interview like this, and video. And so a good video shows them who you are and what you do and how friendly you are and all that sort of stuff. So I love putting videos like this in those Shock and Awe boxes.
Definitely. And, you know, a lot of people that are listening to this program right now, I mean, we're all busy, right? We're all busy with our lives and our businesses. And one thing that we really stress and we love to leverage is using one piece of content and actually creating multiple pieces of content from that. We talked about that from turning your video and stripping out the audio, but you can also turn this interview, the video interview, and get it transcribed. And then you have a text version of it as well.
Yeah, so yeah, a transcription of your of the audio from your video is really useful too, because you can actually you can have it transcribed, you can turn it into an FAQ just the way it is. So it's just like, you know, it's just a question and answer. It's interviewer and your answer, and you can edit it. You know, obviously the way, you know, the transcript that comes along with this, we have to edit it because the way you talk is not the way people would normally read. You have to do some editing between ums and uhs. And or it's funny when I read my transcript sometimes, like I change directions in the middle of a sentence.
Just run on sentences.
Yeah, and the sentence just looks like it makes absolutely no sense at all. But if you hear me talk, I kind of pause and then I move in another direction. But it's hard to see that in text. So, but you can keep it kind of just the way it is usually for an FAQ, question and answers. And then you can also turn it into a special report in an interview format. So, like, you know, 10 questions on, you know, on saving your house from being foreclosed on by foreclosure attorney, you know, Jim Smith. Mm-hmm. And so it's now, you know, it's been billed as a, you know, a Q&A format. So you can use the exact same format in the special report. And when I'm talking about special reports, you know, this is the next strategy. When you have special reports or something like this, again, much like creating the DVD, actually get them printed. Yes, they're a great strategy to have them on your website to get opt-ins and downloads and PDFs of it. But, man, having physical copies of this will make you so much more valuable at anywhere you go. Trade shows and networking meetings. Everyone else is handing out business cards. If you're going to hand out a special report that actually answered a problem that people have or a friend of theirs had, that thing's going to last a lot longer and people might actually – review it and check it out if they're interested, rather than putting your business card in a pile that even if they are interested in your service, they're just not going to do anything with it. So special reports are really great for that. And pop them in the mail too. I mean, if you got a top list of prospects and clients, you know, don't be bashful about popping a copy of that in the mail. Again, people, whether they read it or not, they feel like, man, this guy's sending me some great stuff, you know. And so I would say don't underestimate the power of those special reports.
Definitely. And even taking it a step further, we talked about syndication of the video, whether it was using OneLoad or Traffic Geyser and Podbean for the podcast. You could do the same with now this text version. You can actually go out and social bookmark it and syndicate it online as well.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, you know, article and blog syndication sites. So just go out and find, you know, Google article syndication, and then you'll turn it into an article or something, and then syndicate that out online and put a link to your website at the bottom of it, and put a, you know, the mistake people make when they're syndicating things, they don't put a little, basically a bio paragraph at the end, like about the author, and, you know, Nick Nanton is a blah 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 blah, and you can learn more by visiting his website at www. And making that a hot link, and then if people come across it on these other sites, that's why you'd syndicate it. Because if it's only on your website, well, only people who come to your website are going to find it. You know, the smart marketing thing to do is to put it everywhere, and people who are coming to these other websites are going to find it and then come back to your website. But if you forget to tell people why they would want to contact you and have a link to your website and tell them who you are, then you're just syndicating it with no real good reason. So, yeah, syndicate it and social bookmark it. I don't get into social bookmarking an awful lot. Actually, we have, you know, celebrity sites here and staff, Lindsay, who runs our team and the web team, they actually do the social bookmarking for me. But if you want to look into social bookmarking and how to social bookmark it, look into things like Dig and Delicious and Reddit. And if those all sound like crazy things to you, then ask someone who knows. But social bookmarking is a good strategy for driving traffic to your website.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, one of the things that I love about the TV shows that we produce and really some of the behind-the-scenes stuff is we take some really good photos of you while you're here. So you not only go through the photo shoot experience, but when you're on camera, you're getting shots of behind the scenes. You're getting shots of yourself with the host and, you know, taking advantage of some of these photos. You know, just looking around the office right now, I mean, looking at some of these posters and picture frames that we've created, that's a very powerful piece of media as well.
Yeah, and so what I tell people to do, there's a couple different ways. We actually create, we take some stills of you, but even more interesting, I think, is actually to capture a screenshot of your video being played on a TV or playing it on your computer and just capturing one still frame of it where it actually has that, what we call kind of an interlaced look. It has kind of like, looks like there's lines on it. Like if you ever try to take a picture of the TV, you know, it's moving, but when you catch it when you catch a still frame, it's kind